I decided to read Grindr's page since it interconnected with my question. She asked, is prisoner mental health care taken seriously? And I asked, how are incarcerated individuals being neglected in terms of health care? Both of our pages talk about the neglection of health care in prisons, which further proves that the criminal justice system isn't fair. Her page supports my opinion that the criminal justice system is not fair because she goes into detail about how one of the biggest issues is lack of counseling in prisons. She talks about how prisoners usually need to be suicidal in order to get the help they need, and they don't get basic health care. This connects to what I wrote about the man named Brooke McCarger, who slashed his wrist to deal with his anxiety, but the prisoner staff thought he was a danger, and so they pepper sprayed him, handcuffed him, and put him on suicide watch. The prison facility was not providing the proper mental health care and counseling to McCarger, who needed it since his way of coping with anxiety was life-threatening. Her point also connects to the thesis I found about the pregnant woman who was neglected during labor, since she was shoved into a basement, was told that her broken water discharge was her urine, and was given a popsicle for the pain. This lack of general health care throughout pregnancy resulted in the death of her newborn baby. These two incidents prove Grindr's point about the lack of mental health care and general health care in prisons. Therefore, the criminal justice system is not fair. Her second point is about how the prison officers aren't properly trained to deal with inmates with mental health issues. Her example was that a prisoner had schizophrenia and was simply segregated from the other inmates because only 2% of the officers were trained to deal with mental health patients in prison. They didn't know about his condition and decided that the only way to deal with him was to ignore him by isolating him. This interconnects with my point about McCarger because the correctional officers were not trained to deal with mentally ill inmates. In McCarger's report, it stated that while McCarger lay on the floor in a pool of his own blood, a correctional officer put an object at the base of the door to stop the blood from flowing out. Later, an emergency response group removed McCarger from his cell, naked, bloody, and semi-conscious. McCarger could have died because he wasn't treated accordingly to his condition, which proves that correctional officers do not have the proper education regarding mental health. Grindr's statistic about how a small portion of the officers knew about treating mental health, and my point about McCarger's treatment in prison, clearly shows that the prisons are not providing the proper mental health care for those who need it, and therefore the criminal system is not fair.